temperatures continue to soar across the continent and globally again this year, a reminder of the plan to reduce or at least slow down global warming, cut greenhouse gas emissions to cap warming and avoid catastrophic consequences. Here, to cut them in half by the end of the decade compared to 2018, by to zero by 2050. Under law here and in the EU and subject to big fines if they're missed. The latest report out this morning from the Environmental Protection Agency shows emissions did fall last year, but not as much as in the previous year, and nowhere near enough to be on target for the end of the decade, never mind the middle of the century. Over a third of emissions came from agriculture, over a fifth from transport. Dr. Emer Cotter is with us. She's Director of the Office of Evidence and Assessment at the EPA. Dr. Cotter, good morning. Thanks for speaking to us.
Good morning.
Take us through where emissions are falling, how and why.
So today, the EPA is publishing our greenhouse gas emissions for 2024, and overall, we're seeing that our emissions decreased by 2% on the previous year. So we're seeing reductions across nearly all sectors. So power generation, how we generate our electricity, fell by nearly 9%. Agricultural emissions are down, transport emissions are down, and industry emissions are down. Conversely, we saw emissions from heating our homes, our offices, our buildings increase in 2024 because 2024 was a colder year than the previous year, and so the heating was run more, and that led to more emissions. So overall, in aggregate, a 2% reduction in 2024, which is good, but yet, and the scale of that is nowhere near where we need to be to reduce our emissions by 51% by 2030.
One of the biggest falls was in emissions from generating electricity, but much of our energy is coming from abroad, so the emissions are being made there and counted there, not here. We're still responsible, even if it's not counted here, yes?
So Our power generation is a good news story. Overall, emissions from power generation decreased by nearly 9%. And that's as a result of significant renewables that we're generating here in Ireland on the system. Nearly 40% of our electricity comes from renewables. Yes, there was some interconnection from the UK. 14% of our electricity came from across the interconnection. And in addition to that, we're seeing less carbon-intensive fossil fuels. There's no peat used in our power generation system in 2024. That is significant. And we know, again, this year, just recently announced, that there will be no coal used in our power generation going forward. So it is a good news story for power generation. We're seeing more renewables. We're seeing less carbon-intensive peat and coal in our power generation system. And we need to continue on that road in terms of continue to increase the renewable side, and the interconnection piece is there as well.
The fall overall isn't as big as in the previous year. Why?
It's really difficult to achieve emission reductions in a growing economy. We've a growing economy, we've a growing population, we've people who are going out to work. That all of that requires energy, requires people to drive around. Transport demand is there. And we also have a significant amount of our emissions coming from agriculture. So we have this profile, and against that backdrop in Ireland, we have to acknowledge that a reduction, even at 2%, is positive. This is the third year in a row that we've seen emission reductions in the context of a growing economy. Yet it's just not at the scale that we need to see to get us to where we need to be by 2030. So we need to continue to build on what we're seeing here and achieve even deeper emission reductions across all of the sectors of the economy.
Yeah, but not just even deeper, much deeper, because you and the APA have warned every year that the targets Ireland have set under law and committed to Europe, subject to big fines there, are not going to be met. With 7 years to go now, are you certain of that now?
Well, we can see, based on our emission projections that we published in the last number of weeks, that looking out to 2030, under the best case scenario, our emissions can reduce by 23% by 2030 versus a target of 51%. So there is a gap there. What we need to do now is deliver. Absolutely. So what we need to do is deliver the policies and measures to get us to the 23% and then look at that gap identify where further measures are required and get them in place. This is now an implementation challenge. We know what we need to do. We've had climate action plans published for the last number of years. All of the policy and measures that have been elaborated in those plans are there. This really now comes down to implementing those, delivering those on the ground to achieve those emission reductions.
The Irish Times front page this morning says fears grow emissions fines could hit 26 billion. But most countries in the EU are not going to make their targets either. Are they really all going to be fined?
So there will be significant costs of compliance and potentially fines that if we were not to achieve our targets. For us in the EPA, we would see this as a huge missed opportunity. That investment, those funds should stay in the country, should be invested in Ireland and help our economy and reduce our own emissions. And really, this is not going to go away. There are 2030 targets, 2040 targets are now being negotiated at EU level and out to 2050. So the longer we leave this, the further we move away from the trajectory that we should be on, the more expensive this is going to be.
Dr. Emma Cotter, thank you for speaking with us. Dr. Cotter is Director of the Office of Evidence and Assessment at the Environmental Protection Agency. It's 7:25.